Skeptical about the deal.
They've been let down too many times in the past. They feel that there have been a lot of false hopes, a lot of false promises in the past. Times when they felt perhaps they were on the verge of perhaps the president, Viktor Yanukovych, who is the universal opposition's perhaps biggest enemy, public enemy number one, the man that they have wanted to resign, to step down immediately. That has been their demand really since day one of this three-month protest. And so there's a real sort of disconnect this morning between, on the one hand, the political and the opposition leaders calling this deal a triumph. And obviously, in many respects, it does look very ambitious. The early elections you were talking about, the call for constitutional change, obviously the call for reforms and a unity, a national unity government, not to mention amnesty for all of those who have been, for all the protesters and those detained. It's just not enough for many of the people in this square. And you don't have to talk about the hardlines, also the moderates. You have one group who's actually saying they will not lay down their arms, and they're calling on Viktor Yanukovych to resign by 10 a.m. local time today. That's just in a couple of hours.
So, Doug, in spite of these concessions that are being made by President Yanukovych, he's clearly under pressure here to resign. How likely is that to happen?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He's under pressure, but he's not in Kiev this morning. According to most reports, he left Kiev overnight. He hasn't fled the capital, although there is some rumors on the internet that that's what he's done. He's in Kharkiv, which is a town in the east of Ukraine, according to the reports, a town where he is seen as more of a bastion of his support, although that support, as we know, has been dwindling across the country, not just in the west, which is much more with the opposition, but also in his traditional bastions in the east. Now, his supporters basically saying that this is normal business as usual. He's just touching base with his base and his supporters. But there's a lot of speculation. Why isn't he on the Capitol the day after these historic accords? He is a weakened man. That is indisputable. The question is, what is he going to do next? What are his next moves? And how quickly will he abide by the terms of this agreement signed yesterday?